Caroline top all-time 50 albums, and we don't want any letters saying you missed out this and you missed out that, because we kind of made it up in about 2 hours flat, just bunged down all the records that we sort of could think of that we like. We'll be running through them between myself and James Ross. He'll be back at 10, and then the top 10 we'll probably do together, so that should be good fun. Right, here we go. It's 3 minutes past eight. You're listening to Caroline on 259 meters. And at number 50, we've got Matthew's Southern Comfort. From an album called Best of Matthew's Southern Comfort. Ian Matthews there doing a Joni Mitchell song. And Woodstock, 7 minutes past eight. And that's number 50 in our all-time top 50 albums. Number 49, Jim Croce. If you've just joined us, hello and good evening. This is Caroline, celebrating our 12th birthday by playing our 50 top favourite albums. That was the late Jim Croce at number 49, and a track called New York's Not My Home from an album called You Don't Mess Around With Jim. And at 48, Best of Bread.
Thank you very much for the congratulations on our birthday. We're 12 years old yesterday, that's about 25 minutes ago. Caroline was 12 years old, March 1964 came on the air, and the number one record was Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And the tracks you heard were Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, A Little Help from My Friends, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, Getting Better, and She's Leaving Home. And if you're into jingles, which a lot of people are, here's a couple to keep you happy. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and the record I meant to play earlier on, Maggie May, Rod Stewart. Now I know what it's like when Christos's program in Piccadilly Circus, with all the beer and everything flying around. Fairport live convention with Sandy Denny on lead vocals, singing the Dylan composition, Down in the Flood. Prior to that, Rod Stewart from Every Picture Tells a Story, number 18 in our top 50. Gosh, I never hear the end of that. And Maggie May, 12:33, Barclay James Harvey. All these memories that brings back to the concert I went to. The Emil Emstead Pavilion, Barclay James Harvest, and Moon Girl going out to Chris because he likes it, Off Time on a Ghost, and one for Samantha because she loathes the band Earth and Fire. Right, I'll try and get it right with Journey Cachman. Right? Oh, that's it. Earth and Fire from Atlantis, and the prologue. And in 20 minutes time, Samantha will be coming along with, hang on, I've forgotten, what is it? Melanie and who?
Bob Dylan.
Ah. Yeah, I thought it had been somewhere.
Yeah. Didn't he used to fire me?
Is he a touch group, or what?
Guitarist.
Anyway, it should be on in 90 minutes' time. Taking us near about time, the Pasadena Roof Orchestra.